This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Dick Martins, a retired director of the Brevard Utilities. We also have Dr. Lisa Soto, the executive director of the Marine Resources Council. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is hosting an event at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 13th. It'll be at the Front Street Civic Center, and the topic of discussion will be Our Lagoon is Dying, Why and What Can We Do About It? Now, there will be guest speakers and panelists. We have Dr. Tom Bellinger, Professor of Marine and Environmental Systems here at Florida Tech, Dick Martins, Dr. Lisa Soto, and Troy Royce, the Director of Indian River Lagoon National Estuary Program, will also be joining them in the discussion. So, Lisa, let's start off with you. Why is this? I mean, we've heard the lagoon in the news a lot. Why do we need to act now?
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us. I wanted to talk a little bit about what we know and what we don't know. So I think the public is very curious as to what's going on with the system. They can tell something's wrong, and people are very animated and concerned. And what we hope to provide for them are some answers. There's a lot that we don't know, but there's been a lot of science done, and we hope to share that so people get a better understanding of what's going on with our estuary.
Well, it sounds very complicated, all of the issues of what's happening and why it's happening. How can the individual person get involved?
Well, it's very important for the individual to get involved. Right now, it's an important time during progress in saving the lagoon, in that a number of municipalities and counties along the lagoon are considering restricting the use of fertilizers at certain times of the year and in certain methods. Fertilizers has been recognized by our scientists as one of the greatest contributors to the problem, and reducing the amount of fertilizer nutrients that get into the lagoon is very important. The general public can help by providing support to your local elected officials, your town councilmen, your county commissioners, to support actions that will help the public reduce the amount of nitrogen that inadvertently gets into the lagoon. And the way public laws and rules can help is by helping to regulate the actions of those members of our community who are either unaware of the problem or unconcerned. And in order to solve this problem, everyone's going to have to contribute to the solution.
Now, the fertilizer ordinance, it isn't saying that people can't fertilize at all.
I think we've tended to over-fertilize. We fertilize because we think we need it to have green grass. The science in other areas has shown that we can still have quality landscape and quality lawns and reduce the amount of fertilizer that we use, and particularly reducing the amount of fertilizer we use in the rainy season.
Okay, one of the other issues that people are facing are the sewage system that are leaking.
There seems to be a myth that leaking sewer pipes are a huge problem in the Indian River Lagoon. A gravity sewer line, the groundwater leaks into the sewer line and mixes with the sewage. The sewage doesn't leak out. So leaky sewer pipes.
Well, if you would like to find out more about our lagoon, what's happening there, and what you can do to help, the Space Coast Progressive Alliance is hosting a panel discussion with Dr. Tom Bellinger, Dick Martins, Troy Rice, and Dr. Lisa Soto. So it will happen at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, February 13th at Front Street Civic Center, 2205 Front Street in downtown Melbourne. I want to thank you folks so much for coming in. And if you'd like more information about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance and this discussion that's coming up, you can go on the web to scpaflorida.com.